Reveal true character. Crises change people. Just like Jesus talked about Satan causing disruption, events like the coronavirus pandemic shake up our lives. This pandemic might seem unique, but it's just one of many tough situations humanity faces today. During a crisis, survival becomes the main concern. It's like a test, pushing us to our limits. When life is smooth sailing, we don't think much. But when things get tough, that's when our real selves show. We either come out stronger or weaker, the truth at the margins. Trying to understand the whole world can feel like diving into chaos. But if we focus on the edges, we can see things more clearly. Instead of getting lost in the big picture, let's zoom in on the lives of real people who are suffering. By seeing their struggles up close, we can start to grasp the reality of their hopes and challenges. To really get what's going on and figure out how to make things better, we need to pay attention to the places where people are pushed to the sidelines. Think about the Rohingyas forced out of their homes, the Uyghurs facing persecution, and the Yazidis fighting to survive. Meeting these marginalized people face to face helps us connect with their pain and gives us the power to stand up for them. During the pandemic, many brave individuals risked their lives to save others. Among them were doctors, nurses, caregivers, and priests. Sadly, some lost their lives in the process. These ordinary heroes stand out because they chose selflessness over self-interest, a stark contrast to the selfishness often seen in society. Their actions show that helping others is more important than just prolonging our own lives. They remind us that by giving to others, we grow as individuals. Break down mindsets for spiritual growth. Having a self-centered, hopeless, or pessimistic mindset can seriously hold you back in life. If you want to make a positive impact in the world, like helping marginalized people, you've got to understand their struggles and connect with them on a real level. It's like tuning in to what some might call the Spirit of God guiding you. When you're too focused on yourself, it's hard to see beyond your own bubble. Feeling down all the time makes it tough to see any light at the end of the tunnel. And if you think nothing matters, you'll never see the point in trying. These mindsets stop you from seeing things clearly and moving forward. Instead of facing reality, you're stuck in your own world of illusions. It's like being trapped in a foggy maze where you can't find your way out. Lockdown, God, media, and perseverance. During lockdown, when people turn to the media, it's like having a constant companion. But beyond that, from a spiritual viewpoint, it's believed that God is always by their side. This belief can offer solace and courage when facing the uncertainties and challenges of the world. In tough times, seeking guidance from God can lead to unexpected solutions that go beyond our usual ways of thinking. It's essential to be patient and discerning, not settling for quick fixes but persistently seeking answers through prayer and reflection. Throughout the pandemic, the media played a crucial role in shaping how people perceive the world around them. Good journalism helped folks understand the situation during lockdown, offering balanced insights and connecting them to different parts of society. However, there were also instances where the media spread misinformation, exploiting people's fears and vulnerabilities. Some sources even wrongly blamed foreigners for the pandemic or painted protective measures as government overreach. Accept change or stay stuck. When people cling tightly to their current way of life, it's like they're digging in. Think of it as resisting change, even when change might be for the better. Sometimes, our own personal crises, like a personal COVID, can make us more understanding and determined. These tough times can help us see the bigger picture of life. Crises can be tough, no doubt, but if you stay open-minded, they can also push you towards positive changes. However, if you shut down and refuse to change during hard times, you'll likely end up worse off than before. Right now, in the middle of this crisis, those who benefit most from the way things are resisting change. They're not really interested in shaking things up. They might tweak a few things here and there, but their main goal is to go back to how things were before the crisis. This was a common response after the 2008 financial crisis when governments bailed out big financial institutions at the expense of regular people. The big question remains the same: should we prioritize saving lives or saving the financial system? Even in the world of money, there are movements pushing for real change that puts people's dignity first. Crisis with clarity. In tough times, it's crucial to pick the right path forward. People need to figure out what's helpful and what's harmful or just going nowhere. To make good choices, they have to see the world as it is, but knowing that God cares about them can give them extra support. They should focus on helping others in their communities and take time for quiet thinking and prayer. Right now, it's important for people to stick to real, lasting values like respecting others, being honest, and taking care of nature. When making decisions during a crisis, it helps to use a type of thinking called discernment of spirits. This means figuring out not just what makes sense logically, but what's right morally and spiritually too. Spiritual thinking is closely tied to understanding the real world. People who usually go for quick answers or see things in black and white might find this kind of thinking challenging. Adapt to uncertainty. During uncertain times, people tend to stick to strict beliefs about the world. The coronavirus outbreak accelerated changes that were already happening. These changes are complicated and not easy to understand. The usual ways people used to handle things no longer work. Unexpected events like the pandemic, the worsening environment, and the rise of populist politics have all happened at once. It's unrealistic to think things will go back to how they were. For those uncomfortable with uncertainty, spiritual understanding has always been tricky. It's especially hard for those who stick to rigid beliefs. In times of crisis and uncertainty, people are drawn to clear-cut ideas and narrow ways of thinking. Fundamentalist ideologies offer simple answers that seem comforting in a chaotic world. They don't encourage questioning or reflection. Instead, they claim to have all the answers already. When challenged, fundamentalists often react defensively or angrily. Rediscover community and belonging. During challenging times, like what we're experiencing now, people often feel disconnected and lost. It's like they're going through a tough phase, or what some call tribulation. In these moments, many believe that God steps in to bring people back together. It's like God's presence helps bind people closer, making them feel like they're part of one big family again. It's crucial for individuals to find their sense of belonging and remember they're part of a community. What keeps people together as a community is their shared past and the things they do together. For instance, speaking the same language or celebrating similar traditions can make people feel united. Just like how the Jews' story of escaping slavery in Egypt brings them together, every group has its own story of struggle and triumph. But sometimes, especially when times are good, people tend to forget their roots and history. This forgetfulness puts their sense of unity at risk, and without it, they start to divide into smaller groups, each looking out for their own interests. Rediscover solidarity and human dignity in crisis. During tough times, people often recall their innate sense of unity and cooperation. Crises remind us that we can make a difference. However, it's crucial not to fall back into the divisions of the past. We shouldn't let practical concerns keep us apart. We are not bound by money or government control. Life isn't just about chasing wealth or power over others. Ultimately, human dignity lies in how we view the world. It's not about riches or conquests. It comes from a belief in something greater, giving even the most disadvantaged hope for tomorrow. Promote human dignity. Access to basic needs, land, lodging, and labor. Access to land, housing, and jobs is crucial for people's dignity. When society overlooks or neglects the poor and powerless, it becomes unhealthy. But change often starts from the fringes, whether in economics or religion, and can grow from local movements within communities. To truly serve each other, we must believe in and work towards the dignity of all people. Everyone has a role to play in this mission. Leaders in politics and business can help uphold dignity by ensuring that everyone has access to three key essentials: land, housing, and jobs. It's unsustainable to keep exploiting the earth. The current crises, both biological and economic, should make us rethink how we live, both individually and as a society. Improve society for better living. Society can change how it uses energy, like changing how people get around. Basically, people need homes and neighborhoods, but many live in dull and unfamiliar cities. People in cities can make their lives better by focusing on public spaces, public transport, and the quality of homes and neighborhoods. Better cities will emerge where people care more about the land and the environment. People need jobs for dignity, satisfaction, and happiness. Work isn't just about supporting families, it's about contributing to creation and the common good. So, society must make sure there are enough jobs available. During the coronavirus pandemic and other crises, people need to adapt and move, but they need somewhere to go. When there's a lockdown, people mostly stay at home, but they can't just sit around and pretend everything's normal. They need to recognize their connection to each other and their shared journey. People need to be open to change and take action. Key points. 1. Crises reveal our true character and offer opportunities for personal growth. 2. Focus on marginalized communities to gain a deeper understanding of the world's realities. 3. Learn from the selflessness of pandemic heroes and prioritize serving others. 4. Break free from destructive mindsets like self-centeredness and hopelessness. 5. Seek spiritual guidance during uncertain times and embrace change. 6. Rediscover timeless values like human dignity and integrity. 7. Practice discernment of spirits to make wise decisions in crises.